Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkalim Daf Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, on Daf Aleph, Mad Aleph, at the top of the page of the Mishnah, at the beginning of Mesechta, Perek Be'echad Ba'adal. Be'echad Ba'adal, Mashmiim al Ashkalim ve'al Akilayim. On the first of Adar, the Shkalim were announced and the warning of Akilayim was given. On the 15th, they read the Megillah in the walled cities. And the roads and the Megvois were repaired from the damage of the winter. General community needs were arranged, graves were marked, and representative of Beis Din would go out to destroy the remaining kilayim. And the Gemara says, "V'lama be'echad ba'adar." The Gemara asks, "Why on the first of Adar?" "Kedei she'yaviu yisol es shikleihem b'inasam v'tetarim trumas halishcha min hachadasha b'zmana be'echad b'nisan." The answer is so that Yisrael would bring their shkalim at their time, and the purchase could be made on time on the first of Nisan from the Torah Zalishka from the new donations. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak Truma Zalishka Ketchelasa. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak said that the collection of the Torah Zalishka, which is the temple treasury chamber, was done on the same date as the first time it was done. Dichziv, Vayi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashinis b'echa l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. As the Pasuk says in Shmois, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and it came to pass in the first month in the second year, on the first of the month that the Mishkan was erected. V'tani Allah, v'yem shehukam ha-mishkan boi b'yoyim nisama ha-truma. And Abaisa says, on the day the Mishkan was erected, the funds were collected. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia, b'shem Kahana, Ne'emakan chodshe, v'ne'emalalon chodshe. Rabbi Tavi, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, quoting Kahana, says that it says over here, in Bamidbar, in Perek Chofres Pasuk Yodalad, chodshe, which means months, referring to the korban brought on a shredish. And it says there in Shmois, Perek Yodbeis, Pasuk Beis, chodshe, meaning that Nisan should be the first month of the year. Ma chodshe sh'ne'emalalon, Ein moinin ela minisam, av chodesh ne'emakan, ein moinin ela minisam. Just as the months there are counted from Nisan, so too the months here are only counted from Nisan. Amar Rabbi Yona, Shavak Rabbi Tavi Roisha de Masnisa v'Amar Sefer. Rabbi Yona asked a question. Rabbi Tavi has left alone the first phrase of this brisa and only said the latter case, where it says that the months of the year are counted from Nisan, but that does not prove that the first of Nisan is the date after which the communal karbonos must be purchased. V'leikein kado d'tani. This is not as it was taught, because as the Braisa says, Zois oilas chodesh v'chodshoi, yachol yehi teirem v'chol chodesh v'chodesh, tamulayme v'chodshoi v'chodshei, v'chodesh echad hu teirem l'chol chodshei hashana. Bring the pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Chofres, Pasuk Yudalad, this is the burnt offering of each new month in its month. Perhaps one should give the half shekel each and every month. The pasuk says, in its month, throughout the months, it's in one month that one gives for all of the months of the year. Yachol be'ezeh chodesh yirtzeh. Perhaps one could give in any month that he chooses. Ne'emakan chodshei v'ne'emalalon chodshei. Ma chodshei sh'ne'emalalon Ein moinin ela minisam, af chodshe sh'ne'emakan ein moinin ela minisam. It says here chodshe, and it says there chodshe. Just as the chodshe that it says there is only counted from Nisan, so to the chodshe here is only in Nisan. Mao mashmien. The Gemara asks, what is the meaning of the word mashmien in the Mishnah? Vuvhuna oma machrizin, hechdad omar, Vayitnu kol b'Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Rav Huna answered that they announce, as the Pasuk says in Divya Mem Beis, in Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Ches, and they made a proclamation in Yehuda and in Yerushalayim. Taman Taninan, Ein bein adar rishon la adar sheni, ela mikra megillah umatanois levyonim. The Mishnah in Megillah says that the only differences between the first and the second adar in a leap year are reading the Megillah and gifts to the poor, as they're only done in the second adar. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shua ben Levi af shimur shkolim v'kilayim b'neihem. Reb Simon, quoting Reb Shua ben Levi, said, even announcing the shkolim and kilayim is amongst the differences. Rabbi Chalbay v'Rav Huna Rav b'shem Rechia Rabba hakol yotzim v'yodalad shuruzman kriyasa. Rabbi Chalbay and Rav Huna, quoting Rechia Rabba, said that everyone can fulfill their obligation by reading on the 14th, as it's the fixed time of reading for most people. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'yeyus, klum amru mashmiyim al ashkolim, lo'i kadei sheyaviyu yisor eshikleim v'oinosan. Rabbi Yosi brought a proof. Don't they say that the shkolim are announced so that yisor would bring their shkolim at their time, means on the 1st of Nisan? Im ataraimer ba'ada rishoin at kadoin if b'shasa, if you say that it's done in the first Adar, there are still 60 days until then. Klum amru yotzim af al hakelayim loikadeshu at smochim nikorim im at oimer ba'adar rishoin at kadoin in the kikit. And didn't they say that they go out into the field on the 15th of Adar to check whether people have uprooted their kelayim, and this is done at a time when the plants will be visible? If you say it's done in the first Adar, they're still too small to be seen. Rav Chizkiya shal me'ata b'nei bavel mashmim al ha'shkolim v'yoroishoy shel chayref lo'i kadesh yaviyu yisor shikleihem bo'inosom v'tidrim trumas alishcha min ha'chadosha b'zmana v'echa b'nisan. Rabbi Chizkiya asked, if so, the people of Bavel should have the announcement of the shkolim at the beginning of the winter, so they will have time to bring it on time. Heisiv Rabbi Ula koimei Rabbi Mana v'hat ha'ninan v'gimel pokim b'shana Tomer es alishcha, v'preis ha-pesach, v'preis ha-tzeres, v'preis ha-chag. Rabbi Ula asked Rabbi Mana from the Mishnah that it says that three times in a year they collect the funds from the chamber for buying the korbanos, half a month before Pesach, half a month before Shavuos, and half a month before Sukkos. Amalei neima elein dekarivim v'preis ha-pesach, elein dorchikin v'preis ha-tzeres, elein dorchikin minhoin v'preis ha-chag. So Rula continues that does that Mishnah not mean that those who live near Yerushalayim, their half a month was before Pesach and their funds arrived and were used then? Those further away, their half a month was before Shavuos, as they took longer to arrive, and those even further away, their half a month was before Sukkos. And we're now learning Daf Beis on the Beis in the Bavli. Amalei kula ka'achas hi bar. Rama said to Rabbi Ula, they all arrived at the same time. So why did they collect the funds from the chamber three times in the year? The answer is in order to publicize the matter that everyone is obligated to give their half shekels for purchasing the korbanos. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rebbe, hein nikra v'lo nivas. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rebbe, said, can we read these psukim and not be afraid when highlighting the contrast in their eagerness to do good and their eagerness to do bad? L'toiva, kona divlev, l'ra'a, v'yitpa'oku kol ha'am v'goyme. For the good, it says that when Bnei Yisrael were asked to donate for the construction of the Mishkan, in Shmos Lamed Hei Pasuk Chof Beis, it says every person who is willing of heart, only the generous people bought. But for the bad, it says, and that's in Shmos Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel, and all the people remove their golden rings to create the golden calf. L'toiva, v'yotzim Moshe es am l'ra, v'tikuvun elai kulchem. Similarly for the good, at the time of the giving the Torah, it says in Shmos Yudtes Pasuk Yudzayin, Moshe brought the people out of the camp, and they didn't go out of their own initiative. But for the bad, means to send the spies into Eretz Yisrael, they eagerly took their own initiative, as it says in Dvarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Beis, and every one of you came near to me. L'toiva, Az Yoshi Moshe, Rene Yisrael, L'ra'a, Batisa Kolareida, V'geime. For the good, it says about the song that the nation sang after crossing the Yamsuf, in Shmeif Tethrov Pasuk Aleph, then Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sang, means they didn't initiate. And for the bad, when the spies gave a bad report, it says in Bamidbar, Perek Yudana Pasuk Aleph, and all of the congregation cried. Amr Bechia, Ba'abba, Ochein Ishkimu, Ishchisu, Kalashchasa Shahayu Oisim, Ba'ashkama, Hayu Oisim Oisa. Bechia Ba'abba says that the Pasuk says in Sfanya, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Zion, they rose early and corrupted everything they did. Every corruption that they did, it was always after rising early, which shows alacrity for bad. Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, Ein Ad Yochel Lamoid Al Oifei Shel Umazu. Rabbi Abba Bar Acha said, one cannot discern the true nature of this nation. Nizboim Le'egel V'noifnim, Nizboim Le'mishkan V'noifnim. When they were asked to give for the golden calf, they gave. When they were asked to give for the Mishkan, they gave. Tana Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Hada Masnisa, Asisa Kapiris Zav Tahor, Yavai Zav Shel Kapiris, V'yichape Azav Shel Egel. Yosi Bar Chanina brings a baisa. This is the meaning of the pasuk that says in Shmos Pekafei Pasuk Yud Zayin, and you shall make a cover of pure gold. The gold of the cover of the Aaron should come and atone for the gold of the golden calf. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Ravanchim Ben Gamliel. Gimel Trumas Neru B'Parshat Hazos Trumas Adonim U'Trumas Shkolim U'Trumas Mishkan. Davar when he saw V'Yikru Li Truma V'Goyme Zu Trumas Adonim. Me'ez Kol Esh Asher Yidvenu Liboy Tikru Es Trumasi Zu Trumas Shkolim V'Zoisa Truma Asher Tikru Me'itam Zu Trumas Hamishkan. Rabbi Chagai, quoting Ravanchim Ben Gamliel, said that three Trumas are said in this parasha: the collection for the sockets, the collection for the shkolim, and the collection for the mishkan. The pasuk says in Shmos, Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Beis, speak to the children of Yisrael, and they shall take for me a truma, etc. This refers to the collections for the sockets. The pasuk says, also in the same pasuk, every man whose heart inspires him to give, you shall take my trumas. This refers to the collection of the shkolim. And it says that you take from them, this refers to the collection for the Mishkan. Trumas HaMishkan LeMishkan Mashi Yutsu Yasu Trumas Shkolim LeKorban Mashi Yutsu Yasu Kedei Shehei Yad Kulon Shove. The collection for the Mishkan goes to the Mishkan for whatever the treasurers choose that it should be used. The collection of the Shkolim is for whichever Koron as the treasurers choose. And every Jewish male gives to this collection so that they will have an equal share in the korbanos. Trumas adonim la'adonim, ha'ashir le'yarbe, ha'adal lo'yamit. As for the collections for the sockets, it says in Shmos, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tezvov, the rich should not give more, and the poor should not give less. And Rabbi Abun, af b'parsha hazos, ne'ema bar gimel trumos, mach zashekel, trumal Hashem, yitain trumas Hashem, la'seifis trumas Hashem. Rabbi Avun said that this parasha even speaks of three trumas. In Shmos Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says half a shekel, an offering of Hashem. In Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says he shall give an offering of Hashem. And in Pasuk Tezvav, it says to give the offering of Hashem. Betezvav boy koyin es haMegillah b'krachim. The Gemara says that, asking a question, that our Mishnah taught that on the 15th they read the Megillah in the walled cities. Lekein amar Rabbi Chelbai, Rabbi Huna, Rav b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba, hakol yotzim b'yod dalad, sheshu zman kriyasa. Didn't Rabbi Chelbai quote from Rav Huna, who quoted Rav Chiya Rabba, saying that all can fulfill the obligation by reading on the 14th? Loi bar el alamdecha shekol ha-mitzvos ha-noya goyis b'ad ha-sheni, ein ha-noya goyis b'ad ha-rishon. The answer is the mitzvah comes to teach that all of the mitzvahs that are kept in the second adar are not kept in the first adar. Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Acha, Havin Yasvin. Am Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Acha, Lai Mistava, El Sha'ava, Aval Ava, Lai, you should say. Rabbi Yasa and Rabbi Acha were sitting. Rabbi Yasa said to Rabbi Acha, it's logical that it only applies after the fact, means if the walled city residents read on the 14th, instead of the 15th, they fulfill the obligation, but ideally they should not read then. Bahatani Mokum Shinagu Likwesa Shne Yomim, Korin Oisa Shne Yomim. The Gemara asked the Baisa, in a place that reads 2 days, as they're unsure as to the city's walled city status, they must read both days. But you said that even if a walled city read on the 14th, they fulfilled the obligation. Amalei Oif Anna Sabakein, Rabbi Yosef answered, I also reason that way. The residents of a walled city should also read on the 14th. Amar Rabbi Mana, V'yeyos ilu mishikraya biyodamad choyzebek mishikraya biyotesvav shema ein chaymim loy imad oymekein nimsesoike zman krachem biyodecha. Rabbi Mana asked the question, if so, there's no contradiction, as if he would say that after reciting the Megillah on the 14th, one wants to read again on the 15th, the Beis Din will not allow him. So it comes out that you've actively uprooted the time of reading of the walled cities. Therefore, even one who read on the 14th should read again on the 15th. Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Mitzvah Zanagos Ba'ad Hasheni, Einan Nagos Barishon, Chutz Mehesped V'Tarnis, Shin Chavin, Bazeh U'Bazeh. Between the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the mitzvahs observed in the second Adar are not observed in the first Adar, aside from the prohibition to eulogize and fast, which apply to both. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmi b'shem Rav, v'Simon b'shem Rabbi ben Levi, halacha for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yirmi, quoting Rav, and Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ravuna Rabba de Sofrin, Omar, Hinhig, Rabbi Chanina b'Sipoyrin ka'adad of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, le'omar ele hinhig ha'alal achaloi. Ravuna Rabba of Sofrin said that in Sipoyrin Rabbi Chanina instituted that the custom should be like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and we can infer that it was the custom rather than as the strict halacha. Avale inyan shtois, koifin adar rishon v'adar sheni stam, Rabbi Yosi oimer adar rishon stam adar sheni tanyan. However, regarding writing documents, in the first Adar one writes Adar Rishon, and in the second Adar he merely writes Adar. And Rabbi Yosi says that in the first Adar one merely writes Adar, and in the second Adar he writes Adar Sheni.